DBS and Citi launch 24/7 cross-border payments on Swift's blockchain ledger. DBS and Citi are partnering to settle instant 24/7 cross-border USD payments using tokenized deposits on Swift's blockchain-based shared ledger, according to a September 7, 2026 announcement shared by Cointelegraph. The arrangement links two of the largest banks in Asia and the US on a single programmable settlement layer, letting value move between them at any hour, rather than only during correspondent banking windows. The detail that matters is the type of money involved. These are tokenized deposits, claims on regulated commercial bank balances, not a public stablecoin or a new token. That keeps the payments inside the existing banking perimeter, while borrowing the settlement mechanics that crypto rails made familiar: a shared ledger, near instant finality, and the ability to run outside business hours. The bottleneck this attacks: cross-border bank payments still route through correspondent networks that operate on batch cycles and local business hours. A dollar payment from Singapore to a US counterparty can stall over weekends, holidays, and the gap between time zones, and each intermediary adds a fee and a delay. Swift has spent the past 2 years testing a shared ledger to compress that chain, and a live corridor between DBS and Citi turns the pilot into something two named institutions actually run. By settling on a common ledger with tokenized deposits, both banks can see and move the same balance without waiting for a sequence of messages to clear through third parties. The payment is the settlement, rather than a message that instructs a settlement to happen later. Regulated tokenization is pulling ahead. The DBS and Citi corridor lands in a stretch of announcements pointing the same direction. A group of 21 major banks is planning a joint USD stablecoin by the first half of 2027, and stablecoins have quietly become a large buyer of treasury debt. Banks that once treated on-chain money as a threat are now building on the same primitives, but with their own deposits rather than a third-party issuer's token. That distinction carries real weight for institutional users. Tokenized deposits keep the credit risk with a regulated bank a corporate treasurer already banks with, and they settle in the same unit of account those firms hold. For a Singapore-based multinational moving dollars, that avoids the added step of converting into and out of a separate token. Singapore's regulator has pushed tokenization pilots hard, and DBS sits at the center of that effort, which fits with how crypto and payment infrastructure has developed across the country. The gap between rail and retail, for everyday crypto users, this changes the wholesale plumbing, not the checkout screen. The rails that clear a card payment or an on-ramp still depend on how fast banks can move funds behind the scenes. So faster, always-on settlement between banks can eventually cut the float and cost baked into consumer products. That benefit reaches users indirectly and slowly. It is worth being precise about scope. The announcement describes a bank-to-bank corridor for USD, not a consumer wallet, a card, or a public network anyone can join. There is no fee schedule, transaction volume, or go-live date in the primary source, so the operational size of the corridor is not yet clear. The reach of this rail depends on how many other banks Swift can bring onto the same ledger, and that roster has not been published. The broader signal is that the settlement model crypto popularized, a shared ledger with programmable, always-on money, is being absorbed into the core of the banking system. That is a different path from public stablecoins competing with banks. Here, the incumbents are adopting the mechanics while keeping the money inside their own balance sheets. For anyone watching where value actually moves, the same shift is showing up in local currency deposit rails built on stablecoin infrastructure, suggesting tokenized settlement is spreading across both regulated and crypto-native payment stacks at once.